Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, the show that connects your brain to your brawn. And today is Friday, June 27, 2014. Motivation Muscle is brought to you by Fiorello Barbell Company. We're located in upstate New York, and we don't try, we succeed. And today, guess what? We're going to have a double day, 2 days in a row, of the great Rob Regish, the coach, the man that's behind the Blueprint Bulletin, and a great friend of myself and the show. Welcome, Rob. We're glad to have you here again, brother.
Glad to be back. They're gonna get tired of hearing me at some point, though.
No, they're not, because we're dedicated to working with you, and obviously you're working with us, and we've just gone over some great stuff that's happened to Fiorello Barbell Company, but we're not going to get into that today. We're going to get into supplementation today, and Rob is going to bring up quite a few pieces of the puzzle that I'm sure all of us are always looking to get a little bit more experience with. Obviously, this man is a wealth of knowledge. So I'm going to let Rob's going to kind of run the show today with how he wants to go with the supplementation. Obviously, I'll add my 2 cents, and I'm sure we'll get into some type of training here and there. So, Rob, you take it away, brother.
Yeah, well, you know, the whole reason I'm doing this, frankly, is because I would say 9 out of 10 questions that I get are related to supplementation, right? I mean, these guys, let's face it, you know, they're going to buy, and a lot of them are buying $200, $300, $400 a month and more. So the objective I have for this one is to just do away with all the crap that you might be taking and narrow it down to a select group of supplements that is manageable from a financial perspective for that month and will give you the most bang for your buck.
Which, let's face it, we're all looking to save money, but, and you're right on money. Just think about all the years we've been training, and I can tell you from experience, I've flushed a lot of money down the toilet. And, you know, let's face it, most of the stuff is all slick packaging. That's where they spend all their money. And a lot of times, the ingredients in the stuff is not only it's not good, but it can be very dangerous for your health. So,
you know, you bring up an excellent point there, and for the listeners, you can prove this to yourself by going to Walmart, picking up a can of their, I think it's Six Star Way. It's their generic in-house brand at Walmart, and calling the 800 number on the back. If you ask the following question, which is your protein heat treated? You'll get this answer. Yes, up to 170 degrees. So, you know, all of the formerly biologically active quality constituents of whey just got denatured into a cross-linked mess that your body, you know, is very inefficient at using. Now, you can see cross-linking occur when you throw a steak on the grill. I don't know, you know, everybody, you know, unless your steak is extremely rare, everybody's going to, you know, cook that and cook it good. That browning on the outside is what you will, you know, come to know as denaturing. It really does. Absolutely. It really does.
Well, Rob, let me ask you a question. Now, you and I have talked about protein before, and you know that I get 25 pounds from a gentleman out in California, which is not really advertised, and it's a obviously a private lab. And I've told you too that I was able to get a hold of some Blair's protein, which, if our audience isn't familiar with Rio Blair, this was pretty much prevalent in the 60s, maybe early 70s, and then suddenly the other styles of protein came in, and he ended up, you know, passing away. But he was one of the first guys that you know, took protein and mixed it with heavy cream. I know Vince Guaranda was into it too. But these guys are pretty much the pioneers with that because they always felt that the protein was defatted and the cream added it back into where it was originally. What's your take on something like that? Do you still think this has relevance today? Because let's face it, you walk in any GNC or you walk into a vitamin shop, which those places give me the shivers. Go look down the shelf. Everything is way this, way that. And you know another thing that really disturbs me too, which I want to get you right back in, but people should be aware of a lot of this stuff. Be very careful with labels. Look for soy on these labels, and I don't mean soy lecithin either.
Yeah.
A lot of these places are, you know, and I imagine there's only a few labs that are producing these. But let me tell you, friends, if you're ingesting soy without cognitively knowing this, I would definitely check labels. So go ahead, Rob, take it away.
Sure. You know, I think first and foremost, we start and work again with intra-workout supplementation because it's going to give you the most bang for your buck and it will deliver the most nutrients that you are ingesting or supplements directly to the muscle cell. Now, we know this because there have been studies done showing a 400% improvement in the rate of blood flow to the muscle. And when you're stretching a muscle under load and contracting it, it releases an incredible amount of growth factors and opens up the anabolic window for about 2 hours. So having said that, you know, essential amino acids are your ticket. EAAs are far and away faster than whey protein concentrate. The reason being, whey protein takes about between 60 and 90 minutes to liberate all of the amino acids from the protein string. You can think about protein string and intact protein as a ladder, and the rungs on that ladder are amino acids. The EAAs work big because your body needs acids to complete protein synthesis. And this is where BCAAs fall short. There are a lot of guys taking BCAAs during and after the workout, and it just breaks my heart. You know, I don't know what to tell them. BCAAs stimulate protein synthesis. EAAs complete the process. Big difference.
Now Rob, if not to interrupt you, I don't mean to do that. Now, obviously, we've talked a little bit about Synthogen yesterday. You know, you look at, all right, let's just say we're not even going to shop online here. Let's just say we go to Vitamin Shop and you're looking at stuff there. You know, there's brands out there all over. You know, you got like Beverly International I've seen before, Optimum Nutrition. Let's just say, you know, let's put us back, you know, maybe in high school, you got a part-time job, you know, you want to lift some weights. Maybe you're playing football. And say I can't afford Synthogen, all right? What is there anything on the shelf anymore that you would even think? I mean, because I know they're all coated and most of them are fillers and this and that. Is there anything that's even good out there for, say, these kids to get into?
Well, you know, it's not going to be a perfect fit, and it's not going to do everything that Synthogen does. But, yes, in an effort to save people money, Now Foods makes an excellent product called Amino 9 Essentials. And it includes, by the way, L-tryptophan, which, curiously enough, is lacking or missing in 9 out of 10 EAA formulas that I looked at. And that's hugely important, hugely, because your protein synthesis will grind to a halt if it lacks just one of the essential amino acids. So, you know, they're trying to get around this by including taurine, tyrosine, I guess because they start with T's.
Yeah.
But you need to be aware of that.
Yeah, and you know something, I mean, I would tell anybody, obviously, Synthogen's is the the head being here with everything. But, you know, it's hard. Sometimes you find with people, I mean, you know, everybody is not sure, or, you know, well, this is too much. But, you know, we're talking about things, like you said, a few essential things you need. And I think that with products like that, you really need to explore them. You know, if it's another paycheck to save and get it sent to you, it might be the best thing you've ever done, you know?
Yeah, no question about it. Now, just going back to protein real quick.
Sure,
I do have one recommended brand for the listeners, and that is Mass Pro Whey from MuscleMass.com.
Yep.
You know, I don't know if you've had this yet, Eric, but I've pretty much been living off of it for over a decade. And first and foremost, it tastes incredible. And part of that is because he uses things like real Hershey's chocolate
in
his chocolate. And there's this very light, almost imperceptible, buttery type of taste.
Mm.
And that is enhanced by colostrum. Adds quite a bit, in my experience.
Well, you know what the thing is, Rob, now you say that. I mean, I know you guys talk about colostrum on Superhuman Radio when you're on there Tuesday. Like I said to you off air a few days back, that, you know, we found this farm down in Hudson that has fresh colostrum. And, you know, this farm is, like, beautiful. And the lady's a doctor, even though she's more or less now an ND. There's some good stuff out there. And, I mean, I've never tried the whey from Mass, and I would gladly try it, because I'll tell you, one that I used to use if I was going to use whey was J. Robb. And I thought that was always a fairly good one, but it always had, I don't know if it's because of the stevia in it or what, it always had a funny taste to it. And, I could put half and half in with raw milk or with some colostrum or heavy cream, and it always came through. I don't know if you've ever, I'm sure you've probably tried it, and I don't know if you've had the same result with it, but, you know, for the money, I mean, I want something to taste a little good too, all right? I mean, that's not a lot to ask. So have you had this with other proteins, you know, whether it's whey or egg or anything that, you know, you've got a funny taste through it when you had it?
Funny as in good funny, or funny as in
no,
funny?
No, not good. Not, it's like when you get done with it, you're like, you know, the taste is still in my mouth and it's not good.
Oh yeah, that's a common flaw. More telling though is the gas and bloating that you get.
Oh yeah,
you know, when you're using it, and for some reason guys just don't make the connection, but it is indicative and might be the best indicator of a low quality whey.
Right.
And because I have guys using so much of it, because, you know, two scoops doesn't work, four scoops doesn't work. Some of these guys are up to 6 to 8 scoops a day. It creates this hyper amino acid state in the body where mm-hmm. the worst thing in the world for my money happens. You start burning protein for energy. It's costly from a financial perspective, and it's just very metabolically inefficient. It gives off a hell of a lot of waste products too, in the form of urea.
Yeah,
and you can smell this if you're training or even laying there sweating. Very strong odor of ammonia, cat urine. Take your pick. You're not going to smell.
You're not going to win girlfriends that way. Let's put it that way. Well, you know what was interesting too? I mean, you probably did this in the day. You know, and sometimes I even hark back to it. Well, we talked about one of the things I do. I mean, I like coconut, anything coconut, coconut milk, coconut oil, coconut whatever. I mean, I eat coconut oil. I refrigerate it. It tastes like white chocolate. I eat it off a spoon. I have it with all my meals, normally my breakfast, but I'll get to my point here. You know, I usually have eggs, some form of grass-fed bacon. It's usually pork. I've had the beef before. I always have some type of seeds with my breakfast, and I eat a ton of, the coconut oil. But, you know, one thing, this was an old, we had talked about this, about gaining, and, you know, I've had this argument with people about saturated fat and protein forever. You drink that stuff, you'll have a heart attack. I'm like, no, you won't. I mean, if you read any of the articles now, they're all backtracking on saturated fat now. But here's to the point. One of the best drinks I've ever had and made, and I learned this from an old lifter from Hawaii. This was years ago. I drank coconut milk, equal amounts of pineapple juice, and a quarter cup of whatever I don't use whey. It would be maybe an egg or a milk and egg. Whip that thing up, and you have to get that. You have to drink that within probably, I'd say, at least a half an hour. What happens? It gets bitter. But things like that, you know, we're talking about, you know, gaining, nice hit of protein, or you go back the old conventional way. You remember when all the old lifters, Bruce Randall,
yeah.
I mean, he'd go from 225 pounds, what, 405 pounds, train down for a bodybuilding contest and win. You know what he did? He did tons of squats, deadlifts, and drank gallons of milk every day.
Yep.
You know, when you're talking about especially protein that gives off a smell, or you're, you know, people are around you, and it's like, you know, there's an odor coming through your skin. I mean, that should give you the old alarm button that says, you know, I know it's not fashionable anymore, but, you know, if I want to gain weight, maybe I go buy a good, you know, hopefully you'd find a farm that's not using BHTs and all the growth stuff in it, preferably in a glass bottle, which we're lucky we have around here, or raw milk, and maybe you make your living that way, huh?
Yeah, I mean, now you mentioned you use whey or milk and egg.
Yeah, I go, look, I have a place, this is what I use. I use a protein, the mixed one from California, which I love. I mean, I like this protein so much, Rob, I'll drink a cup of it at a pop, and I know it's too much, and I mix it with, but it depends how I'm training, too, see, because I don't know, I'm just not conventional with stuff anymore. I mean, I'm one of these guys that let me tell you, if I could do what I want with Synthogen right now, and you'd probably laugh at me, I would probably take 50 a day of them. And that might be overkill right there. But I believe in the product. And you know, let's face it, we're talking about recovery. In our business, with what we do and what we handle, we need recovery. I take the recovery over eating three meals that day, if that meant that would happen, okay? But the whole thing is I stick with the one protein, the milk and egg, and then I go to a place called Rose Acres. They're a farm, and their egg protein is out of this world.
Yeah.
And the biological value of this is incredible. So those are my primary ones.
To mention the pineapple coconut concoction you're using. Can up your game. And pretty substantially by using 10, 15 grams of colostrum. And
sure.
It's been proven in studies an equal amount of whey and an equal amount of colostrum were given to athletes. These weren't couch potatoes. And they absolutely put on more muscle and stripped more body fat. And that was, granted, it was over a, I think, 6-week period, but still, you know,
It's incredible.
It's another weapon.
So basically, you just stick with mass whey if you're going to drink a whey, obviously.
Yeah, if I'm drinking it outside of a workout, You know, I'll have it then, because remember, it still takes,
you get that window,
60 to 90 minutes.
Well, let me ask you this. Well, years ago, you remember when all the rage was with Dr. Connolly there?
Yeah, I've spoken to Scott a number of times.
Okay. Now, when I had problems getting the protein from California, the reason why I went with his was because it had the mixture through it. You know, it had what I needed, the casein and all that, okay? But I got to tell you, I mean, that stuff would get you in the bathroom too. It's still out, and it's got a lot of other things in it. you know, if I'm going to buy something from a store, I mean, weight wise, I mean, now I'll definitely go to Mass Pro, but it was either, you know, I'd get his brand or I would get, you know, J. Rob. But I got to tell you, I just don't like the taste of them, and I just don't think they're that good, and I don't think they're good for you. J. Rob might be all right. I mean, supposedly that's got strict standards and all that, and I've never really heard any negatives about them, but I don't like – I'm just not into that. I don't know if you've had experiences with those two or not. But
no, J. Rob is actually the protein I recommend if people, for whatever reason, can't get Mass Pro way.
Okay. Well, that's good then. So, see, I do know something then.
Yeah.
but now when you talk to – when you used to speak with Scott Connolly, I mean, what was your – I mean, did you ever take any of that stuff?
Take – everything back to the original metrics when it came in the base and plus.
Yep.
I mean, it was, and back then, it was a superior product, absolutely, okay. Positively. I actually got away with using less total protein for the day.
Really?
When more of it came from the original metrics, yeah.
Now, that was in the envelopes, right? You rip them open. Is that what we were talking when they're in the box like that? It was like pancake batter, right, when you drank it?
No. I actually got the stuff. Right. It came in the canister.
Okay, so then I never got the original stuff then.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a lot different.
Yeah. And it's,
now, didn't I read somewhere years ago, didn't he put out another – he sold Metrics, and didn't he come out with another product on his own too?
Progenics.
Was that what it was? Okay, yeah. Progenics.
He might have tried multiple times, and there's an interesting story behind that Progenics product too. He had partnered with an outfit and some people in this country with some, unfortunately, unbeknownst to him, incredibly shady backgrounds. You know, he put millions of dollars into the original Progenics, and from what I understand, and maybe I misinterpreted, but, you know, he didn't get it back. But he did get back at the guy. He sits in jail now for a long
time. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. So he, as far as you know, he's not involved in any of the industry anymore like that?
Not that I'm aware of. I probably have to check again. But Scott was very generous with his time, you know, to me. We would spend literally hours on the phone. And as well versed as I think I am in this game, it was all I could do to keep up with Scott.
Yeah.
He was, you know, you're talking about a Harvard educated neurosurgeon.
Yep.
And went on to work at Stanford in their ICU. And today lectures at UCLA, where a building is named after him.
That's pretty good. He did all right if you got a building named after you.
Yeah.
Right?
He was also responsible for directing me to Superhuman Radio.
Yeah, because I remember he used to – did he have his own show or was he on every week too?
He was on there.
I remember.
He was on there.
Okay.
He might have been a sponsor at one point.
Yep.
But
I remember
during
that.
The course of the call, he says, Rob, you know, you seem very passionate and well-spoken about this stuff. Have you ever considered being on radio? And I said, no. He said, Carl Lenore is going to be calling you to schedule a time. And
awesome.
Sure enough, Carl called within an hour.
Yep.
He gave me a general outline for what he wanted to talk about. I was across from Rob Wolf, and you know, the call was scheduled for a week in advance.
Yep.
Long story short, I never got an agenda for the call, nor any details about it. And bear in mind, Carl's podcasts are 100% live. There is no editing.
Okay.
So if you screw up on air,
it's still on.
It's still on. And
yep.
To say I was nervous, really,
yeah.
it would underscore it. So that's me and Scott and our interaction, very, very grateful. You can imagine talking to Scott Connolly. I mean, up until this point, he was just somebody who you had no hope of speaking with and picking his brain. but he was so generous, and I'm grateful. Grateful for him.
Absolutely. I mean, and look where you got now. I mean, now you got a weekly show on Cher.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's not a bad dividend out of the whole deal.
No, absolutely not.
And, you know, the whole thing is, it's like supplements. I mean, we've covered protein to a point. I mean, you know my feel on protein. I want to create my own protein, but once that's hopefully down the road, because I don't want to have to. I just don't want to have to keep going to people. I mean, I like where I get it. They're good people, but wouldn't it be nice just to come up with your own brand that tastes good and it does what it has to do? And I don't know. I over the years, you get kind of. You just want to kind of do some things for yourself and for, you know, maybe your crew here. So now that we've kind of covered protein and we've got a short window here, what do you want? We're going to have, just so everybody knows here, barring any problems with our Skyping, we would like to, you know, lock Rob in here on Thursdays and Fridays if he's got the time. We're going to definitely have him on Thursdays. This was scheduled somewhat today, but I had to speak to him because we have a mutual friend that we do web work with, and I was so enthused with it, I really wanted to talk to him about it and tell him the good news. So, Rob, what do we got that we can hit on in our short window here and we can pick up on next week if you want on Thursday? What do you got right now you think we could hit?
Sure, thanks. One antioxidant stack that I use during the day, two or three times a day, is the following. RALA in an amount of 100 milligrams, 1 gram of vitamin C, and 200 international units of natural vitamin E. And there is, again, a huge difference. You go to most stores today and pick out vitamin E, you're going to get the synthetic form. In other words, the DL form. You're looking for the natural. It should say natural vitamin E, and that is just you know, it stands out on the label, and you're able to use less of it because your body uses it much more efficiently.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so add that to the tackle box. Standalone taurine is also an excellent anti-catabolic and insulin mimicker. It's part of the reason why we include it in Synthogen, but a dose of between 1 and 3 grams a couple days a week will get you to the grocery store. Yeah, that's my little saying for. Yeah.
Well, you know something, and that's one of the things I want to talk to you about. I know you've talked extensively on Superhuman, but you know I want to really get into the Synthogen and a Tranquilogen with you. And you know we've talked about one other thing I've tried, which is the Adaptogen too.
Yeah.
You know, as we get into this and we come up with our list of what we would tell our friends that are listening to us, what they could do or at least try to save on their budget. And when they take this stuff, you're going to see results. You know, I think that would be a good prospect for everybody, you know. And, you know, your background in this stuff to me is second to none. So the nice thing is you're one of these people that have tried everything you talk about. I mean, how many people we know they're out pushing stuff that never even touched anything?
I've seen it. Yeah. I have been, sadly, introduced to more than a few CEOs of supplement companies that mm-hmm. don't train, that drink, and in some cases smoke like a chimney.
Sure.
I was on the phone with one guy, and I kept hearing, you know, this peculiar sound and long delays. I said, are you eating? He says, no. He says, I'm a two-pack-a-day smoker. I have to quit. It's like, and he's selling, you know, health food supplements.
Yeah, I mean, this is a big thing. You know, once again, I'm going to hark back to authenticity. I mean, thank God that you talked to him and you just, you know, it's not going to go out to anybody. But, you know, stuff like that can ruin you. You know, that'd be like you telling people, you know, not to do X, Y, Z, and come to find out there's Rob doing X, Y, Z. I mean, they're going to look at him and say, what the hell is this guy full of, you know what? So, you know, once again, you got to be true to what you do and let people know this is it. And if they, you know, like I said yesterday, kids are the best judge of character with adults, in my opinion. You watch a kid, they can smell a skunk a mile away. And, you know, they're smart and they're intuitive, and people don't give them the credit they got. Before we wrap everything up, why don't next week, you know, give it some thought. Why don't we get into some creatine? I know that Blackstone Labs, haven't they come out with something? I haven't read about it. I got an email from them about the new product. I just skimmed it. Am I to assume, because all they're talking about is having pumps all day. Am I to assume, I don't know, I don't want to put you on a spot, but have you heard or read anything about a new creatine they have out or something in that form?
Well, you'd have to run the name by me.
Okay, I'll find out when we meet next week.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't have it in front of me. I don't know, maybe it's a workout drink, but it sounds to me like it's something the way it was touted that, you know, you're going to walk around 24/7 with muscles and veins bulging out of your skin, basically.
Where have I heard that before?
Yeah, I know. Where, you know, something I still use, if I use any type of creatine, I just use the regular monohydrate. I mean, I know there's other ways they load it and all that, but I don't know. It'll be interesting. I'm going to go out and look at some stuff too. And when we talk next Thursday about what we want to go over, I'd like to, if you want to get into it, we ought to get into a little bit of creatine too.
Sure.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's okay. In terms of other forms, I have some favorites in that category.
Sure.
Creatine, so-called dicreatine malate. This is creatine bonded to a malate, and I love malates in general. They're great for work capacity in the gym and VO2 max. I also get real good results from crealkaline. There's a lot of controversy about this out on the web, but I don't look at it as being anything more than a more efficient creatine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot more efficient. As an example, 500 milligrams of crealkaline is equivalent to 5,000 milligrams or 5 grams of straight mono.
Wow.
And there is no bloating. There is no water retention.
Yep.
From this stuff. It just it occurs all in the muscle. So I would look that.
Well, now, and I didn't mean to interrupt you, Rob. You know, just for the audience here, your audience, mine, and whoever's joining us now, is it better just to go, I mean, these creatines that we're talking about here, is it better to go out and purchase them on the web because I figure maybe that's the only place you can get them? Or, you know, I don't want to give plugs to these vitamin shops and GNCs. If any of these people have to go local, let's just say they don't have access to a computer, can they find any of that stuff at a local, you know, health food store or whatever? Because I know there are some independents still too. Is that a possibility, or do we got to go to the web with all this?
Yeah, I've seen it at some health food stores.
Okay.
Brick and mortar, so to speak.
Okay.
The problem, frankly, is the cost. You can get it so much cheaper. On the web.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, you can also get crealkaline powder, which brings the cost down considerably.
Is now one of the players in that? Because I mean, Now makes top stuff.
I don't know if they have a creatine powder. But
okay.
You know, now that you bring it up, they do make a very reasonably priced capsule product.
Okay.
So,
do you see an advantage to a capsule or not? I mean, we got to break it down. Are you still getting what you need with a capsule as opposed to a powder?
Convenience.
You can. It's nice to have a bottle in your gym bag, or you throw it on the front seat of your car, and you got to take it in a couple hours, and that's the end of it. You know.
Yeah.
So. All right, we're gonna sign off. Obviously, we're going to have Rob on again Thursday, and he's welcome on Friday because I'd like to have him on. Rob, give everybody if you got an email address, give everybody your website. Lay anything you want out right now. We want to get you out there.
Thanks. Well, the email address is theblueprintarmy@gmail.com. No spaces in between the Blueprint Army. That will come directly to me. Secondly, the website, my website, is coachrobregish.com, and it details all of the products and services that I offer, including discounts on Blueprint Army membership. And this is an incredible new feature that we just recently added. It gives all of the following and more: access to over 100 Blueprint Power Hours. That's over 2 years worth. A searchable database of those same questions and answers. Every single Blueprint bulletin I have ever published, and that encompasses almost 2 years now. You'll also get discounts on things like True Turk, Ton Vera's product out of the UK, which is the only one that's legit at this point. And Blackstone Labs is another one. We negotiated a discount for my members there. So you wind up with just an incredible amount of material. One guy wrote me after accessing the vault, and he said, it's going to take me years to read this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you'll also have that email access to me to help clarify any questions. So CoachRobRegish.com. And yep. You can scroll over to the right, Blueprint Army. Click. It tells you everything right there.
And it's a really good-looking website. You've done a good job, Rob. I can't say enough. As far as us here, the name of the show is Motivation and Muscle. This is the podcast, or we call it the show, that connects your brain to your brawn. If you want to get a hold of us, and we hope you do, you can get a hold of us a few ways. You can get a hold of me at Twitter, at Fiorillo Eric. That's F-I-O-R-I-L-L-O. I would like to hear anything you got to say, pro or con. We got thick skin here. Number two, FiorilloBarbellCo.com is our website. We are now on iTunes and Stitcher, so you can, if you want to get the app, you can hear any of our shows, and especially the shows we're doing with Rob, because we hope to really partner up with the Blueprint Bulletin down the road with the coach. He and I have got some things that we're possibly going to be working on very shortly with a friend of ours, a mutual friend. And today's been a great day for my company. I just want to leave you with this, and I want Rob to sign off too when he's ready, when I'm finished here, is I'm going to give you a little philosophy, a short one. I don't want to, and I don't care if it sounds preachy, because I think you need to hear it. There's a lot of people down on their luck right now, and I understand totally, because I've had a rough year, more than a year, just trying to get things together, the job market's horrible. I've got out of my field. I'm doing what I love here. And Rob has been in the same situation. But between the two of us, and I'm not going to speak for Rob, because Rob can speak on this, is I got to tell you, things are never as bad as they seem. And worrying, whatever you worry about, usually never happens. And today some great things happened to the company. We've been forging and pushing and pushing. And I said to Rob before we got on, I said, I feel like the Roman Legion, and we're burning a trail right through the forest right now. And I'm not laying down, and I'm not giving in to anyone or anything. And this relates back a lot to how we train and how we handle ourselves and who we are around. So look, there's no grace in losing, believe me. Winning, like Vince Lombardi said, is everything. And I don't care if that sounds archaic in this world now, but let me tell you something, and I'll tell any kid out there, you go out in the real world, there isn't anybody going to be patting you on the butt telling you you're all right. You got to make your own way. There are friends that will help you. Maybe they'll kick that door in for you, but you're on your own. And I'm here to tell you, you can do it.
Amen, man.
We're proving it right now. Rob, say a few words, and we're going to sign off. You're very good at these things. You got a good philosophy. Tell an 18-year-old kid right now what you know. Give it to him and tell everybody. I mean,
okay. For a pre-workout, and those are important because they do result in a transitory increase in strength of anywhere from 5 to 15%. You first want to look at ephedra, and yes, it's still available. They have it behind the counter at the pharmacy. You will have to sign for it, but it is worth its weight in gold. The second thing you want to look into are those essential amino acids to flood the body during a workout. Certainly creatine would be added to the list where, you know, we've specified a half dozen options. I would simply dose pre and post workout to make sure your bases are covered. The last one I want to mention is GABA, gamma aminobutyric acid. What we have here is a very useful product, has multiple uses, but unbeknownst to most, it results in a 480% increase in biologically active growth hormone. And that was done with athletes, and the average age, get this, was 22. Now, you do want to make sure that GABA is the only amino acid that you're dosing at that time, ideally in a fasted state, because other large neutral amino acids will compete and win with it for entry across the blood-brain barrier. GABA also has neuroinhibitory effects, meaning it will slow you down. In some cases, it knocks people out.
Right, get nice and restful.
Right. So if you are using it pre-workout, definitely suggest pairing it with a thermogenic or energy-type product. And that, frankly, for me, is ephedra and caffeine. It has been for almost 20 years. Yeah. So I appreciate you having me today here, Eric.
Oh, yeah.
And
Rob, come on.
And I know my guys are happy. I get the emails all the time. I've got tons of testimonials. Please do visit CoachRobRegish.com and consider joining the Blueprint Army.
Without a doubt. And next week, we're going to hit on, we'll go through the creatine or whatever you want to do. And, you know, I want to start hitting on a little bit of testosterone, you know, the way we can get it going a little bit better. Possibly growth hormone. We hit that a little bit today, but you know, there's a wealth of knowledge here and, you know, we haven't even gotten into exercise routines. We're talking right down. And well, we talked about the 5x5 method, which, you know, I was looking through some old stuff and there's Reg Park with the 5x5 and he wrote a small book about it back. I believe it was in the 60s, you know, Arnold's big mentor. And I'll tell you, he was a big guy, man. So Rob, once again, I can't thank you enough and we're honored to have you on here and we'll talk to you next Thursday. And don't forget, Rob is on Superhuman Radio, the Blueprint Power Hour, at noon to 1 every Tuesday. So tune into that, too. And, Rob, thank you, and I will get back to you when we're ready to post this interview we did. And, you know, you have a great weekend.
Ditto. Right back at you. Thanks for having me. I really do.
Anytime.
I really do appreciate it. It's an opportunity for both of us to help guys out.
Well, that's what we're here for, and we're going to have a lot more. So I'll be talking to you, and thanks again.
Great. Have a good
one. Okay, bye-bye, Rob.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.